Now, as we were mentioning briefly on the programme yesterday, a remarkable intervention from the Minister for Planning and the Office of Public, the Planning Regulator, I should say, wading into the discussion and the decision made by councillors in the County Development Plan on the future of wind developments in Kerry. The Minister has directed the councillors to open up more of the county to wind energy projects. Minister for State for Local Government, Peter Burke, has issued a draft direction to the council to revise certain maps detailing where such developments could possibly be made. In April, council members opted to restrict any further wind development in all but a narrow section of the county near Kilgarvan. The state's planning watchdog, the Office for Planning Regulator, argued that revised maps in the council plan meant the potential for wind energy development would be highly constrained and would be out of line with national policy in this regard. In July, Kerry councillors decided to disregard the recommendations made by the Office of the Planning Regulator and led on, I suppose, to the intervention that we've learned about over the last number of days in a letter from the Minister to the CEO of Kerry County Council, Moira Murrell. Well, with me in studio here to talk about this is two of those councillors, Councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald of Fianna Fáil and Independent Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, who are to the forefront, I suppose, in developing and talking about and voting in favour of this County Development Plan, particularly when it came to this particular area. Fionnán, I'll start with you this morning. What's your reaction to the Minister's intervention?
Good morning, Gerry, to you and all your listeners. I'm disappointed to see it. A huge, huge amount of work has gone into this over the last number of months, well back before Christmas. The people of Scarta Glen, Corran, my own electoral area of Castle Island, and Guinevere Gilla, Touring Cahill, made fantastic submissions in relation to this. It has been well trodden out on Radio Kerry and in print in Kerry over the last number of months, but it's undemocratic. Nobody has come to visit us. Nobody has come to speak to us, to listen to our concerns. In July, the concerns of the people of Kerry, the concerns of the people of the Castle Island electorate were very well summarised and brought to the Office of the Planning Regulator with our own recommendations for the County Development Plan. To my knowledge, having gone through the document over the last number of days, I can't see any of those considerations or representations that people made over the last number of months being taken on board at all. The issues have been well aired, Gerry. The number of wind turbines that Kerry has, something like 364.5 odd wind turbines. The amount of renewable energy that Kerry is contributing to the national grid. The difficulties that special areas of conservation, our own environment, our own beautiful county, which we're trying to maintain, while all the while this, what you might may call permanent structures coming in to a renewable energy industry that is itself changing. And my point has always been that if these come in and the energy moves to production offshore or wherever, or solar energy, wherever it might be, we are left with these monstrosities in communities such as Scarta Glen, Curragh. And I've studied the maps. Now, the Kerry County Council haven't yet produced the maps that reflect the recommendations by the Minister. I have had my own go at it, and it's very, very worrying
what
may be coming down the track.
What do you think it does, just in relation to these maps, from what they're saying now, how much of the county will be opened up in what areas, do you think?
There'll be, from my knowledge of it, Gerry, and it's a councillor's go at those maps, huge tracts of my own electoral area would be open into North Kerry, and it would affect the vast an awful lot of the county, Gerry.
Okay, Jackie Healy-Ray, you would be obviously of the same view. Would you have those concerns that wind farms will be allowed everywhere, or certain large tracts of the county which you weren't in favour of when you contributed to the development of the County Development Plan?
Yeah, look, to say that I'm maddened this morning by the Minister's letter and his draft recommendation is an understatement. We spent an awful lot of time as 33 councillors working on the County Development Plan. I think we've been responsible. I think we have done our work diligently. We've spent as much time as what was needed to carry out the plan to the best of our abilities in taking into consideration the advice of our senior executive in Kerry County Council, but also, and which I think is most important, is taking into account the views of the constituents who were asked for public consultation. Your county, your plan is the line that was trotted out by Kerry County Council when they were looking for the views of the public in relation to this consultation. The minister's letter, you might as well throw out every submission that was made by any member of the public in Kerry, because it simply didn't matter. Because now what we have is, at the stroke of a pen, on what I would imagine is on foot of a recommendation from the planning regulator, that we have a minister who doesn't know the county, doesn't know I would imagine has been provided with statistics of what we have in the county, but hasn't seen the real impact of what that has had on this county. Because when you look at, when Kerry is put, not Ireland, but Kerry, is compared to other European countries, we are third per megawatt per square kilometre in Europe when it comes to wind turbines.
Yeah.
So we have done our bit. And it's not that we don't want to do more. We will do more. But we want to do more.
But are you not restricting more from your plan?
No, but see, we're talking about renewable energy. And the way that the government and the way local authorities talk, it's like that onshore wind is the only renewable that's there.
At the moment it is. It's the only game in town. There's one off the east coast, the Arklow Bank, I think. Yes. There's more planned, but a couple of years away.
What about solar energy? Why aren't we concentrating on that? If you told me this morning that the government were trying to formulate a plan that there's going to be a bed of solar panels on every roof in this country, I'd say that's a fantastic initiative. Yeah. I'd say that's something actually worth doing. But instead, it's a case of, let's throw up as many onshore wind turbines as we can, even though that they're not reaching their capacity. This morning, at 9 o'clock this morning, the system demand in this country was 4,867 megawatts. Wind was generating 362 megawatts of that. That's less than half of Kerry's capability of the amount of energy that we can produce in this county. So who's benefiting from onshore wind turbines?
Yeah.
Because it's not the people in this county, it's not the people in this country, because their electricity bills are higher than they have ever been.
Yeah. That's not the fault of wind farms, that's international gas prices in relation to fossil fuels feeds into that as well. Yes, so it's not fair to say it's all wind's fault that that's the situation.
But we have wind turbine companies and wind turbine groups in this country who will trot out on a monthly basis, and they start boasting about how much wind is being produced, but how much that's saving the country. Who's saving? Nobody's saving. I'd ask you the question, how much have you saved in your electricity bill this year? Nothing.
No, because of the international situation, the war in Ukraine, and our reliance on fossil fuels.
Go further back. How much have you saved because of wind turbines?
Well, we had someone on from a professor on the programme talking about the PSO levy and its role. Now, that's going to be removed and taken away, but the actual statistical situation, the facts were of that, is that the PSO levy actually helped bring down the price of electricity, even though it was a small cost. It fed into international markets. It's a complex area, but over the years, it actually worked to stabilise the prices and bring them down. On the wider front, let me ask you this question, if not, I'll come back to you. You're talking there about being undemocratic.
Yeah.
This is all provided for in legislation. The Office of Planning Regulator was set up, underpinned by legislation. The development, in his letter, has not been made in a manner consistent with and has failed to implement the recommendations of the Office of Planning Regulator under Section 31. The plan as made fails to set out an overall strategy for the proper planning and sustainable development of the area. The plan is not consistent with national policy objectives outlined and set out in the National Planning Framework, specifically the Wind Energy Development Guidelines of 2006. The plan fails to have regard to ministerial guidelines issued under Section 28 of the Act. The section under 28.1a(b), attached to the development plan, as made, fails to include information which demonstrates the planning authority has formed the opinion that this, effectively, just to paraphrase, will not implement the policies and objectives contained in the development plan guidelines for planning authorities 2022. This has all been underpinned by legislation. It's all been voted for in the Dáil. How can you say it's not democratic just because you don't like how it's working out for your objectives of the council?
Absolutely. Stand back and look at the process. If the planning regulator had come down to us, as I had looked for and spoken to you on Radio Kerry a number of months ago, let's just say the planning regulator...
I doubt it would have been any different.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. As I had said to you, you know, privately and to a number of journalists, it wouldn't have changed anything. But let's say the office came down and walked away, and we would be now where we are. The underpinning question is, Where's the bogey in this? Is it the minister, government, the councillors, the 33 of us? Where is it? Where's the bedrock difficulty in this? And the bedrock difficulty, as I see it in this, is the legislation you just called out there, 2006.
That's the planning guidelines. There's other legislation here that is the key to this thing,
which is allowing, whose the legislation and the guidelines are out of date, which I have called for, to Jackie and a number of other councillors have called for over the time. To me, that is the huge, huge difficulty. But just to come back to what Jackie said in terms of the number of turbines and where we are in Europe at being number three, we are well up there. The councillors and the staff there, when we came to drafting the county development plan, were extremely concerned about this. We didn't take the decision lightly, you know, in relation to where we are now. And what I mean by undemocratic is that there is an engagement between public and ourselves, between public and the county development plan, have your say and all of that. We now see where it is. Have your say didn't count for anything.
Yeah. But when you're coming up with a plan like this and you're trying to coordinate national objectives in the country and you're trying to chart forward a very difficult road of how we get to where we need to go in relation to all of this, if you give a say to everybody and everybody's say has to be counted, then no plan would ever be formed everywhere. Somebody has to make a decision somewhere to get us into the right. That's governance. That's how you run a country.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying pander, but if you listen to everybody and say, well, I don't want them here, we've had enough, then no turbine would ever be constructed anywhere. And where would our policy be then for energy for the future?
I think when something in the region of 1,400 to 1,500 submissions come in from an electoral area, basically the Castle Island electoral area, that is saying something loud and strong to the planning regulator and to us as councillors and to the staff of Kerry County Council.
Okay, let me put that point to you, Jackie Healy-Wade. Nobody wants a wind turbine near them. Nobody wants them. They're afraid it'll devalue their home. They're afraid. Is there anyone who would tomorrow morning I'll have it.
And let's not paint a picture that we as councillors didn't leave tracts of land open in this county for wind turbine development. We did. Where there is an existing wind farm already down in Kilgarvan, we zoned areas of land there.
According to the planning minister, nowhere near enough, completely out of sync with national guidelines.
But let me finish. The difference is, and it was stark, when the draft plan went out and when there was areas in our own electoral area in the Castle Island LEA, 1,500 submissions came in from the people in Scarta Glen. When we rezoned the map and when we put in the tracts of land down in Kilgarvan and when it went subsequently to public consultation again, zero submissions came in objecting to that area being... So it's not fair to say that nobody wants wind turbines near them. Nobody... Why would you want a wind turbine at the back of your house or at the side of your house, up on top? I know of a family in the Scarta Glen area who had to move away.
As I do too. I've talked to people who had them built too close to their homes Undoubtedly, there are issues.
Is it democratic? No, it's not. It's not a democratic process.
How can you say it's not democratic when it's underpinned by legislation passed by our legislators in Dáil Éireann?
Yes, because they're trying to say that it's a one-size-fits-all. And that is not the case when it comes to... We have three counties in this country.
Yeah.
Kildare, Westmeath and Longford. One of them being the minister's own constituency.
Yeah.
That is producing not as much as one megawatt.
Is there not a reality that we are... Let's say, and it's been said before, Ireland, the west coast of Ireland, and offshore will be a factor in the future, indeed, whenever we get around to it, that we are the Saudi Arabia of wind. The wind blows here. It blows fast and strong.
It didn't blow today.
It hasn't been blowing much in the last week. There's a separate discussion about battery storage and other issues in relation to that, but that we are in the area. It's like if you say no more wind turbines, this is a generalisation now, you say no more wind turbines, it'd be the equivalent to Saudi Arabia saying, right, lads, no more oil wells. We're going to leave it there in the ground.
We're not saying no more wind turbines. Clearly, what we have done is we have still left tracts of land in this county to be open for wind farm development. But if they allowed us to further scrutinise the county, there is other places in this county that are suitable. Okay. But unfortunately, it'll be more expensive
point, and I want
for
one final
for
point.
Okay.
A very important point is that this notice of direction came to the Kerry County Council a number of days ago. Within 2 weeks or at 2 weeks, Kerry County Council will have to have that prepared and put out for public consultation again. And I would strongly ask the people of my own electoral area, but all of Kerry now, to make submissions on that, because this is affecting all of the county. This is critically important to us, to give us as councillors the strength and the tools and the, I won't say ammunition,
to say
but
no
the information
more wind turbines in Kerry. That's what you're looking
for. To reflect the 365 odd turbines, to reflect the fact that we're the third highest if we were a country in Europe, to reflect the difficulties
Let me put on my cynical journalist hat, looking at this from the start when it came, and it was talked about when the decision was made that, look, this is never going to fly with the Office of Public Planning Regulator. It's never going to fly nationally. You're going to be told, and exactly what has happened was going to happen. That was the talk around the time, that this is ye playing to your local constituents, playing to the gallery, talking tough, giving out about a minister, and then saying, lads, we did our best. Sure, it's that crowd in Dublin again. They're destroying us. They're destroying our lives. What more can we do? Is that not what's really going on
here? I felt that
you're playing cynical politics.
That is something that I have always felt strongly as a government councillor over the last number of years, and as a Fianna Fáil councillor since 2019, that it could easily be said that Fionnán was playing to the gallery, was joining the bandwagon and giving out
about
something.
Giving out about that crowd in Dublin. Telling us how to live our lives and do what
this,
we want.
It's more than, much, much more than that. This is a reality. This is a reality. Kerry is the third highest per country.
Your party is in government.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, talk to the ministers. Yeah. Talk to the Taoiseach about this.
There is the opportunity now within this framework where the councillors can give submissions to the minister, which must be CC'd or copied to the Office of the Planning Regulator. And I will be asking and encouraging all of our councillors in Kerry to do the same, as people will be doing hopefully.
Same point to you. You're an opposition politician. Never happier when giving out about the government and blaming that crowd in Dublin.
I describe myself as an opposition politician. What I would describe myself as is somebody who listens to their constituents. And I would describe myself as somebody who's pragmatic. And when I see what is going on in this county with wind farm development, and when I see the government's policy in it's a case of, let's put up wind turbines wherever we can put them up, wherever is cheapest for the wind turbine companies, wherever they can maximise profits, despite what it'll do to a local community and despite how much friction and everything that it'll cause within communities. The government simply do not care, because all they want to be is the goody two-shoes of Europe. They want to be seen as leaders in renewable energy.
Do they not want to get us out from under fossil fuels?
Which is fine.
So that the crippling gas prices that politicians will be giving out
there
about.
There are other counties in Ireland that can make contributions.
You can have one or the other,
what we're forgetting here is we're talking like that onshore wind is the only game in town, when in fact what the biggest scandal in this country is going to be in the next 15 to 20 years is who's going to take them down.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there, gentlemen.